Michelle, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Now, don't be mad at me, but I do not have a Verizon phone, and I imagine you're going to try and seduce me with some cool toys to make me change over.
I'm not mad. I just feel bad for you.
Ah, sarcasm. I like that with my coffee. Well, Michelle, let's talk about Verizon. How big is Verizon now in relation to all to the other big boys when it comes to cellular service?
Well, in terms of the number of customers, we have the largest number of customers. So if you're looking for mobile-to-mobile calling, you and 80 million of your closest friends can talk for free. We also have the largest 3G network, and a lot of people might be saying, well, what the heck is 3G and why should I care about that? And in essence, what a 3G network does is allows you to use your phone for almost everything other than texting and talking. So downloading apps, getting your email, watching video, things like that.
And when it comes to downloading apps, I was recently around someone, and I have some special sports apps, so I can check fantasy football and that kind of stuff. But a lot of folks don't know what that means. What do those apps or applications mean, and what can you do when you have those downloaded in your phone?
Sure. Well, apps stand for applications, and they can just provide you with entertainment. They can help keep you organized. There's pretty much an app for almost anything you want to do. It'll count your calories, dictionaries. I know some of the apps that I use most on my phone are actually puzzles to keep my kids busy when we might be like waiting in line at the grocery store.
All right, well, let's dive in and talk about the toys. And in doing a little research for our conversation, you know, there's that old saying, Michelle, toys for boys, but women are huge consumers of electronic gadgets, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Women carry smartphones almost as much as men do, and I think that it's the fastest-growing segment of smartphone users.
All right. Now, I don't have a Droid. I have a BlackBerry, but I've played around with them a little bit. They look pretty cool. Tell us about the Motorola Droid X, what it does, what it can do that other phones can't do, and tell us about some of the cool things it can do.
Sure. Well, I think what it's important to know, because there's so many different Android phones out there right now, and what's happening is all of the manufacturers want a seat at the Android table. And so it's up to the manufacturers to try to differentiate themselves. What are you going to bring to your phone that's different from everybody else? And Motorola has done a very good job with the Droid X. It's got the largest screen that's available on the market today, 4.3-inch display, absolutely beautiful. You can actually capture high-definition movies. You take video on your phone, plug your phone into your HDTV with a cable, and your videos will actually play on your TV via HD, which is pretty cool. Of course, it's got an 8-megapixel camera, and, you know, these days, I remember the days when phones had 3-megapixel cameras, and we thought that was high quality. Gosh, I mean, what are we going to see in another 5 years?
What's the difference between the Droid X and the Droid 2?
Well, a couple differences. And again, this goes back to what's most important for you as a consumer. The Droid 2 is an upgrade to the original Droid phone. They both have the same operating system, so they're up to date. You're going to be able to do all of the things that you rely on, the Google search and things like that. The Droid 2, though, has a full QWERTY keyboard versus being an all touchscreen phone. So for people who really want to have a physical keyboard, that's a great option for them.
And let's talk about the Samsung Fascinate, which is a Galaxy X phone. What does that mean?
Okay, so the Galaxy X, in order to be a Galaxy phone, it has to have what's called a Super AMOLED screen. So don't ask me what AMOLED stands for because I'm not going to be able to remember. But what I can tell you is that it's the most brilliant screen on the market today. It's absolutely exquisite. And I actually, don't tell anybody this, but I've never actually carried a Samsung device. I've always been more partial to other phones. I'm carrying the Samsung Fascinate right now, and I've fallen in love. It's a wonderful, wonderful phone.
All right. Before we let you go, and we're talking with Michelle Gilbert of Verizon Wireless. She's the PR manager for Verizon in Michigan, Indiana, Kentucky. What must be the coolest part of your job is going to those toy shows, especially the big one in Vegas. What's new? What's coming that isn't out there now but's going to blow us away when it does finally hit the market?
Well, I'm actually waiting for my golden ticket to see if I get to go to CES in January. You know, I don't know exactly what's coming down the line. What I can tell you is that we are expecting to announce the first 4G smartphones that we will introduce sometime early next year. And if people are wondering, well, what's 4G? 4G, in essence, is the fourth generation of wireless technology, and it's going to just work smoother and faster. If you're watching video, there will be no buffering. It'll be seamless. And the great thing about any 4G device that comes out is that it's backwards compatible. So you don't have to be on our 4G network, which we're just starting to roll out this year. It will work wherever you have a Verizon wireless signal. So that'll probably at least steal the show for us at CES, and I think it's going to be a really exciting year in technology.
All right, Michelle, for people who want more information, not only about Verizon, but about these Motorola phones and the Samsung Fascinate, how do they get that information?
Well, a couple different ways. We've got several different stores in the Greater Lansing area, so I would encourage you to go to a store and put your hands on one of these phones and start touching and feeling and playing. All of the phones in our stores are live, so you can play with it as if it were your own. But if you want to do some research beforehand, just go to our website. It's www.verizonwireless.com, and you can actually read reviews and see ratings for each phone, which may help you make your decision before you actually go in and buy.
Michelle, thanks for coming on. I want you to hold on a line because we want to get your phone number and email address because we're going to get you back on. Talking about toys is a cool thing. We want to do this again.
My pleasure.